Alora Fergus today asked candidates in the upcoming municipal election to tell us a little bit about themselves and their platform. Name: Lisa Logan Damon. Occupation: I have been a hairstylist, barber since 1987. Now I have a home-based business. I retired after 29 years from assisting, then being on the board of directors for the Guelph Wish Fund for Children, with Ron and Wendy Asselstein. How long have you lived in Guelph, Aramosa? I have lived here so long it was not called Guelph, Aramosa back when I was born. I am fourth generation on my mother's side. I was born and raised in Rockwood. I still live in the family home since before my birth. Do you reside in the ward you are running in?
I reside in Ward 3.
Why are you running in this election?
Guelph Aramosa is my home and has been for generations before me. I love this community.
It means a lot to me, more than anyone would know. I will help do whatever it takes to work with my fellow councillors, to address issues of concern for my fellow citizens.
What qualifies you to represent your ward?
My home and a business are in Ward 3. As a home business owner, I understand the importance of supporting local businesses and maintaining a vibrant community.
Why should people vote for you?
I would do whatever I can to represent the best interest of the citizenships in Ward 3, but also those of the Guelph, Aramosa Township.
I feel I would be a good representative for Ward 3 and Township of Guelph, Aramosa.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward?
I will use my voice to raise the following concerns in our ward: traffic, speeding, garbage littering, theft.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Guelph, Aramosa on a broader scale?
Amenities: we need to draw more affordable business to this village. That meets the needs of the residents of the community.
What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Guelph, Aramosa?
I would love to start a community watch program. There has been a lot of break-ins to cars and petty crime.
Garbage cans along streets, which will discourage littering.
I.e. each week I fill up a small bag of garbage in front of the house.
Dog waste containers near business. Example: post office, convince stores, business should be encouraged to have garbages and recycle out front.
What services need to be improved in Guelph, Aramosa?
Help find a way to revamp the downtown core with the help of business and neighbors. To attract other business that we do not have in the town.
Maybe revive the Business Improvement Association, to bring the current business owners together to create ideas and solutions.
Is Guelph, Aramosa growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough?
It is growing fast, but with growth we need to be sure to have the services and infrastructure to support the growth.
What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing?
Township can't do much about the price of housing. Overall housing costs are controlled by supply and demand. It will go with the pressures of the market value. I am seeing the prices in Canada dropping and will eventually level off.
Do speed limits need to be reviewed in Rockwood and the township?
It is not the speed limits, it is the drivers not doing the limits posted. More police presence would be nice, especially after 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
I live right on Main Street Highway 7. After 11 you hear motorcycles racing down the hill most nights, cars also. So maybe help get the township to push the county to do something about this issue.
How do we make Guelph, Aramosa an even better place to live?
We can all do our part to help keep our ward and also township clean and safe.
Have more community events, even if small, get people involved.
There is opportunity to expand programs for teen and young adults, but township needs volunteers.
I would love to bring back stuff they did in community years ago. Kids Halloween event, adult dances, winter carnival.